has to be retrieved. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Military officials say the debris from a Chinese spy balloon shot down off the South Carolina coast today is in relatively shallow water, and recovery should go quickly. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
I spoke with Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator from South Carolina. He says, quote, "It sounds like it was a good decision to me to shoot down the balloon. We shot it down. I'm open-minded to hear our explanation here." He called this a, quote, "provocative act by the Chinese." He says his biggest question, though, is what's in it? He said the first thing is to collect the information and find out if the Chinese explanation that this was a weather balloon is in fact a lie.
President Biden says he wanted to take down the balloon Wednesday, but military leaders wanted to wait until it was in a safer location. Dozens of Ukrainian and Russian soldiers are home after a prisoner swap.
According to Ukrainian officials, some of the 116 Ukrainians that were released were from units that defended that steel plant in the southern city of Mariupol. The Russians say they received special category prisoners in the exchange, partially mediated by the United Arab Emirates.
Fox's Trey Yangst in Kyiv. The Democratic National Committee makes a major change to its presidential primary schedule. Fox's Kevin Uresky reports.
Democrats voted to remove the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary from the beginning of the primary order, replacing them with the South Carolina primary February the 3rd next year, followed by the New Hampshire and Nevada primaries 3 days later. The move made to empower minority voters, with DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison saying the move, quote, elevates diverse communities at the core of the Democratic Party.
Republicans are not expected to change their primary schedule. A San Jose, California police officer is expected to recover after being shot in the leg early today during a standoff with a man who eventually surrendered. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Germany has reportedly found evidence of war crimes in Ukraine.
The country's prosecutor general telling a newspaper he sees a need for a judicial process at the international level. Peter Frank cites examples of mass killings in Bucha and attacks on Ukrainian civilian infrastructure. Frank says Germany started collecting evidence in March of 2022, including interviewing Ukrainian refugees. He says Russian state leaders and those implementing decisions at the highest military level should be held accountable. Russia denies deliberately targeting civilians. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A militant couple will spend nearly a decade in prison after pleading guilty to trying to provide material support to a terrorist organization.
James Bradley of the Bronx and his wife, Arwa Mathana of Alabama, admitted they were ISIS supporters. Prosecutors say Bradley told a law enforcement officer posing as a terrorism sympathizer that he wanted to carry out a terror attack in the U.S., possibly at West Point. They also say after his wife was arrested, she said she was willing to kill Americans if it was for God. The two were arrested as they tried to board a cargo ship in New Jersey in March. An undercover investigator had told them that ship would get them to Yemen. Jill Nato, Fox News.
An odd discovery made in bags at the Detroit Metro Airport.
Customs agents say they found a dolphin skull in luggage left at the Detroit Metro Airport. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says agents found the skull last week when they conducted a routine X-ray scan of the luggage, which had been inadvertently separated from its owners. The scans revealed the skull of a young dolphin in one of the bags. According to CBP, importing or exporting marine mammals is prohibited. The skull has been turned over to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service investigators. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.